Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of The Why. The Why with me, Brad, a co-host of The Daily BM. This is the weekend edition of The Why. Why do people do the things they do? You know, I'm going to touch on three subjects today, besides myself. I'm going to touch on the subject of why the fuck you don't use your blinker. Why is it people have a car and can't just toggle that switch? I don't know. Maybe if you got the fuck off your phone, you might be able to hit the goddamn blinker switch. Nothing is more fucking annoying than almost fucking railing somebody from behind. Wait, what? Never mind. All I'm saying is nothing is more annoying being behind somebody in a car and then having to slam on your brakes because the asshole in front of you doesn't know how to use a fucking blinker. So do us all a favor and learn how to use a fucking blinker. Okay? Capiche? All right. I didn't think that was too hard. I didn't think that was too difficult. But while we're at it, you know, why do people not wear seatbelts? That's what I don't understand. A seatbelt is such an easy device. Why the fuck don't you use it? I mean, it's there for a reason. You know, according to, you know, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, wearing a seatbelt reduces the risk of death for front seat passengers by 45%. Now, I don't know about the rest of you. I'm a little older. So in the 70s and 80s, I'm showing my age here, so fuck you if you're judging me. We had seatbelts in car, but we never used them. I mean, you know, that's like your parents were driving down the road with cigarettes in their hands, you know, and rolling the windows up and hotboxing your ass. Y'all know what I'm talking about. If you're over the age of 40, you know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. How many of your parents hotboxed your ass in a car when they were smoking cigarettes before they realized, hey, guess what? You can die from that shit. So that's back to the seatbelts. Sorry about the sidebar. But the seatbelt thing, it's so simple, man. I wear my seatbelt whether I'm in the front or back seat. It's super fucking easy. Click it. It's that simple. Just click the damn thing. Is it fucked up that I don't feel sorry for people who don't wear their seatbelt? Because I would say if you die because you didn't wear a seatbelt, well, then guess what? You probably should have put your fucking seatbelt on. Duh. So that being said, wear your fucking seatbelt, people. It's there for a reason. It saves lives. You know, it's not like it's a huge pain in the ass. It literally takes 5 seconds. You know, and here's another interesting stat. Okay. So they estimate that each 1% increase in seatbelt usage could save about 270 lives annually in the United States from people that don't wear them. And they said that in 2017, serious car crashes. In 2017, seatbelts saved an estimated 15,000 lives roughly in passenger vehicles. However, nearly half of the people who die in crashes are not wearing seatbelts. So what does that tell you, people? Put on your fucking seatbelt. It's not that big a deal. It's pretty fucking simple. Just click the motherfucker in and you're done. Yeah, it's that simple, guys. You know, and here's one for you SUV drivers. Pickups and vans, things like that. They said that if you're the occupant, seatbelts reduce the risk of a fatal injury to the driver and the front seat passenger by 60% or more. So, I don't know about you, but that pretty much tells me wear your fucking seatbelt, especially if you're in an SUV or something that can roll like a truck, you know, or like a Jeep. Duh. Yeah, they got a roll bar in there to keep you from getting crushed to death. So, might be a good idea to wear a seatbelt too, so that way you don't fly out of the damn thing and get crushed by the same roll bar that's trying to save your fucking life. Duh. So wake the hell up. Wear your damn seatbelt. That's my rant for this weekend. Thank you for tuning in to The Why. And make sure you head over to masondangerbeardco.com. You get 20% off just by using the promo code DAILYBM. And don't forget to listen to Mike and I Monday through Friday with the Daily BM. It's a daily podcast happening every day at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time as the launch time. So you can enjoy it at any time. If you're an early bird, you know, hey, welcome, I'm up, I'm awake. Or if you're that guy, that teenager or whatever that sleeps in, it's like, oh, fuck it, I don't have a life, I'm a loser, I don't want to work. Yeah, you can watch it then too. Or listen, not watch. you know, whatever. So with that, thank you for listening to The Why this weekend, and I will see you guys next weekend on The Why.